This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hello, this is Zoe, your host of Green Talks, the weekly radio show where we talk about projects and initiatives that have been funded by the Student Sustainability Council and other awesome sustainability stuff that's happening around campus. So today, I have a special guest from the Office of Undergraduate Research. She's going to talk about a pretty cool summer program that's happening, and that's something that's been funded by the SSC as well. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi. Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Evie Russell, and I'm the Assistant Director for the Undergraduate Research Program here at the University of Kentucky.
Okay. Awesome. So just to kind of get us started today, people might be wondering, what does undergraduate research have to do with sustainability?
Well, sustainability is a very broad subject. And students in all different disciplines can touch sustainability research components. And so I wouldn't say that students just who are studying sustainability are open to these. I mean, we see sustainability projects that students are working on in engineering, in nutrition and food sciences, in all different areas. Even in this hard sciences, there's some sustainability, involvement.
Okay, cool. And then, so it is the Office of Undergraduate Research, so there's a lot of stuff to do with students. What would you say is the way that undergraduate research can play a role in the personal and career development of students at UK?
It has been proven, I guess, if you will, by students themselves, that when a student is actually engaged in an undergraduate research experience, the benefits to them are just numerous. So, for example, they work with faculty, so there's a networking opportunity for those students to be able to really get to know that faculty member. They also really get to delve into the discipline, so it helps students to really identify a career path, their passion, or not.
I think sometimes figuring out what you don't like is just as important as figuring out what you do like.
Absolutely.
So,
and in addition to that, I would say that they learn a lot of transferable skills that they can take with them, you know, into the workforce or into graduate school, or whatever they choose to do after their life here at the University of Kentucky as an undergraduate.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we know a little bit about undergraduate research. Our listeners know a little bit about the SSC. What's kind of the history behind the relationship between you two, and maybe kind of how the SSC has helped to fund different projects throughout the years?
So our relationship started in the year 2013 with a student, Stratton Hatfield, and a graduate student at the time. And Stratton had received some funding through our office for travel and had obtained a regular summer research grant from us. And he was part of the Student Sustainability Council, and he approached me with the idea of being able to collaborate on some scholarship opportunities for students who actually wanted to do research in the summertime but had a sustainability component to it. So that's kind of how our relationship was born. And in 2014, we actually awarded, we collaborated with the Student Sustainability Council and awarded our first two students summer research awards of a nice stipend. And we have been partnering with the Sustainability Council ever since and actually growing this program. So through 2018, I can tell you that we have, in collaboration with the Student Sustainability Council, we have supported 22 students to date in the amount of $49,500. Last year, we proposed to the Student Sustainability Council, with the help of a recent graduate or doctoral student, Jared Penn, the additional opportunity for students to be able to go to different universities in the summertime and work with UK alum faculty. So the Sustainability Council saw the possible success in that and awarded that to us. So last year was the first time we had regular summer sustainability awards, and then in addition to these what we call intercollegiate sustainability research experiences at other universities, and we were able to award two of those.
Yeah, I've worked extensively with Dr. Penn, and I can attest the fact that he's a great mentor, and I don't think I could have picked anyone better to be doing a project like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how would you say that the summer fellows use research to address sustainability issues? Like, do you have any examples that you can think of? I can think of Macy's. She was on the show last semester.
Yeah, I have some examples of the students that actually had projects last year. So let's see. So Shelby Browning is in the College of Engineering, and she actually went to Africa and studied ecofuels in Kenya. Now you say, well, how does that pertain to sustainability? So she looked at different ecosystems there and how it can help that particular area. And she said spending time in Kenya away from everything familiar to her was one of the most educational and beneficial experiences of her life. Not only was she able to learn the skills during the summer, but she also had an added benefit of learning them while also in a different culture that she was not used to. So living and working in Kenya shifted her perspective of the world, and actually now wants to focus her studies more heavily on sustainable, environmentally beneficial technologies.
That's awesome. I think that's exactly what programs like this are great for. Sometimes people don't think about sustainability as part of what their career could be, but I always love to hear about people that are discovering that. So are there any projects that stand out to you because they're like super creative or something that hasn't been done before?
Wow, I'm not sure that I would pick just one. I mean, if you look at the 22 students that we've supported over the years, Each one is very unique to its own sustainable and research component. So I don't want to give highlight to one over another, honestly.
Okay. So you mentioned the stipend earlier. One thing that I've experienced, like in my own life, is unpaid internships are really difficult for a lot of students to swing. And I think that can kind of act as a little bit of a gatekeeping mechanism. Students that, you know, they might need to have a job over the summer, that can be kind of inaccessible. So part of what the SSC and the UGR have worked on is providing a stipend, right, for the students so they can complete it?
Absolutely, yes. So students have two options. So they can apply for a summer stipend where they would actually stay here at the university or locally and work on a research sustainability project locally. That stipend is a little bit differently than if a student were to choose the ISRE component, which is again based off the National Science Foundation's research experiences for undergraduates, just because they are leaving there. They're actually going to a different university, so they have to find housing. And so that stipend also includes housing and food with that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So they're very nice. I mean, and that's the beauty of being able to do this in the summertime is that, you know, you can concentrate. The stipends will allow you to concentrate on the research and not have to worry about, well, do I have to pay my rent? And I'm not going to be able to spend as much time on my research because I need to be able to pay my rent and so forth. So the stipends really do help with that.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned there's some faculty mentors. What is kind of the role that faculty and staff play and how do they make a difference in the program?
So I think, well, first and foremost, I think the faculty, you know, really get to interact with the students and a relationship can really be formed between a student and a faculty mentor. And that's really important because I think that mentor can help guide that student. Not only how do they progress that field in the world of research, but they're there to help that student possibly navigate the graduate school experience. Where a student may not have even given that a second thought until they got involved in this and really had that mentorship. Also, I think there are many students who stay connected with their faculty long after they leave the University of Kentucky. Again, thus, such as the ISRE program, you know, where we're trying to keep students connected with UK alum, but keep undergraduate research at the focus of that as well.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I worked with Dr. Penn, as we mentioned earlier, on an undergraduate research my freshman year, and I just saw him this weekend, even though he works at a different university now.
Exactly.
Okay, so we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and we're going to talk some more about the summer program. All right, so we are talking to Evie Russell from the Office of Undergraduate Research. We were just talking about the Summer Sustainability Research Grants and what that looks like with some exchange programs with other schools. And we just kind of wanted to wrap up by talking about sort of the future of this program, things that you're excited about, and how students can get involved. So, you know, this is obviously a really interesting opportunity, and I wanted to ask you where you see it going.
Oh, I hope it continues to grow. You know, there's just endless opportunities for students, and every year we're graduating upcoming professors, if you will, like Dr. Penn.
Yep.
And so I someday hope that we have, 15 to 20 students per year doing sustainability research. I'm excited because I think there's opportunity within our state and, across the world to identify pollutants. And I'm just really excited that our students have the opportunity to really change the world. You know, when we as citizens look around the world today, there are many concerns that make us pause. The growth of populations, political strife, the destruction of natural environment, exposure to toxins in our food and materials in our homes. We see these changes everywhere, from the local regions with unique ecologies and politics to competing all over rainforests. And so my hope is that someday, our students are at the forefront of these changes because of these opportunities.
Yeah. Well, if we have any up-and-coming students who want to be at the forefront for these opportunities, how can they get involved? Should they email you?
Absolutely. So we have these applications are actually open right now. And the deadline to apply for a summer research opportunity is February 25th. If you go to the undergraduate research website and go to the funding opportunities, you will see all the criteria and the application there as well. Or you can email me at evie.russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, at uky.edu. And I'm happy to sit with you and kind of coach you and show you, some previous examples of sustainability projects the students have been involved in.
Okay, awesome. Did you have anything else to add, or are we?
There will be flyers that will be posted around campus all next week, so look for those as well. And again, I just encourage any student who wants to do a summer research experience with a sustainability component to please, please apply for these. I think it will be life-changing.
I think so too. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was great talking to you about this opportunity, and I hope that folks will consider applying because this really does have a chance to be a life-changing opportunity. We are going to get back to the music. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or song requests, you can call 859-257-9735.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.